Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the show, everyone, as we continue on. And joining us now, University of Miami women's basketball coach Katie Meyer. Hurricanes have Florida State coming up next. Tough one yesterday against Duke. I know you spent a lot of time watching film, but maybe start there. What did the film show you?
You know what? We didn't connect, and it was kind of the first time since probably the Washington State game where I felt my team wasn't as aware of their teammates. I'm not saying selfish, but I'm just saying like a really lack of awareness, had a different kind of plan than what the play was. So the who's and the what's and the why's and when we were shooting didn't make a lot of sense to the staff. So I'm just out of film now trying to get a handle on them again. And there was a lot of heads nodding, a lot of understanding, I think, sometimes with short preps and players think they have some isolations that they can win. But, you know, you might beat your first defender, but, you know, there's a sophisticated defenses in this league. So we ran into that a little bit, got a little too wide-eyed, I think, and we stopped sharing the ball. So we got to fix that real quick because we did a heck of a job against Georgia Tech just 2 days earlier.
You know, all that being said, I did think at the end of the game, you had some pretty good looks, but the iron was a bit unkind.
Yeah, that's, you know, we went, Mava was having a great game and Kelsey was having a great game and they got some shots. I think we asked a lot of them. They understandably were probably fatigued because they just carried us the whole game, but great looks, great layups, back doors, wide open threes. And you know, when you hit them, you win. And when you don't hit them, you have a ton of regret, but we just went through the execution of it all, and I'm telling you, there's a lot of agreement in this locker room. There wasn't anyone saying, well, I didn't understand, or I don't know, or what do you mean? It was like, yep. And so we got to stay positive and get the next one.
See, I knew it would go this way, that you would be positive, yet you were given the challenge, the task, and a tough one inside the ACC of playing three games in 5 days. That, with one of those games being on the road, and that's almost mission impossible.
Yeah, I mean, we got the one at home that was huge, and I thought we'd grab another one at home. I really liked the Duke matchup better than I liked the Georgia Tech matchup, to be honest with you. We just played it with a heck of a lot more focus against Georgia Tech than we did against Duke, and you know, just a little bit disjointed, but still battled, kept Duke about 18-20 points below their average and had the ball and opportunities to hit big shots to win, and we just have to hit them. We need some heroes on the offensive end.
Let's go back a couple of days, because you did go on the road, and you got your first ACC win at Clemson, and that had to be a big thrill and a very very much a good reward for a hard-fought, tough game.
Yeah, that was a really – talk about a team win right there. Talk about backs against the wall and missing Makia and missing Lachey and having people playing out of position and, you know, just a lot going on with the team. And I thought we really turned the corner there, because we had really special plays by like a Destiny Harden that we've been waiting on. Jasmine Roberts just had a great game for us. And so it was one of those where I felt like this is a really special team. They step up for each other. We had a second game right after that where we did that. So, you know, the body of work is this team is, they really care. They really share the ball. They really will set and use screens for each other. But on the days that we don't, we're not going to win.
You did get a great win against Georgia Tech just a couple of days ago. Another very impressive win and a strong finish.
What an incredible, like, you know, our late game execution, our late game communication. It was phenomenal. I think it reminded me a lot of the Indiana game where we had them and we were battling the whole game. They went on a little run and they thought the game was over and we just came swarming back and had a 3 to win it there, but had a 11-0 run to end that game and a huge run to end the Georgia Tech game. So, you know, those are huge moments. We had about 2 hours to enjoy it. We had another game. So there's a lot going on in our program, and I'm glad we have depth, and we just got to keep communicating and, you know, be – I mean, those two ACC wins back-to-back felt great, and we got to get another streak going.
Maybe this is not a fair question because I look at the schedule to see how jammed up it is or was. And I know there've been a lot of moving parts in college basketball, but how much time did you know, or when did they let you know you're playing Duke?
Yeah, we rescheduled that one on a Tuesday, and that's there's been a couple Tuesdays. I think we're the only team in the league though that's going to play on three Tuesdays unless it's Virginia, just because of the nature that they gave us a bye early as well, and so we don't have a bye weekend that we could slide games around. So, you know, it's been a lot. I hate that we went 25 days without a game and then we have 5 and 10. You know, it's like that's really a disjointed kind of situation, but the players should love the 5 games and 10 or 11. I mean, that's just game. Like today, we're going to practice a little bit, but we did about an hour of film, and we got to hit the road. So I hate that these games are so important and it comes down to preparation and we just are limited in our prep. But that's where you need to be a great team and have a ton of, you know, communication within the players. You know, they really got to talk themselves through some things during the game.
How important is this stretch right now here in January? Because you were kind of dealt a little bit of an uneven deck, but as you mentioned, now you got to go on the road for two at Florida State and then go up to Boston College. Your team has battled in these first 5 conference games. How important is it to stay connected here until you get through in, this patch where maybe it starts to even out a little bit?
Yeah, you know, and it'll even out, and then we'll have another. It's exactly same stretch like this, and that's what's a little bit difficult. It's like to have the most inventory of your conference games being in these kind of back against the wall stretches. But you know, nobody invented COVID. I mean, it's the nature of the beast this year, and it's just hitting us in really important times in terms of the makeup games. But you know, there's a game to play, and the way I'm on it, if there's a game, there's a ball, there's a couple baskets, lace them up, let's go.
In addition, your team was coming out of COVID, so I'm sure there's also some sort of, you know, bounce back or getting back into shape and all that stuff.
We're getting there. I think you're seeing a little bit more out of Destiny Harden. I think it gave Mikea a couple more weeks to try to, you know, get back and get her confidence up, and we're working through her through that as well. But somebody like Maeva Jalbitalbi, she's just playing out of her mind right now, and she needed it. She needed the reps. She needed the practice. She needed to get to know her teammates because she got here late as well. So there's always, you know, something you can complain about, but you can, yeah, I'm going to flip it over and find the opportunity and be grateful for something. And I'm grateful that we've had some time to work some of these players in too.
Okay, up next is a rival game. Florida State is up next on the schedule. Let's talk about some of the challenges that the Seminoles are going to present to you.
Well, they're actually one of the few teams in the league that is deeper than us. I mean, they have started, I think, 10 different players. I mean, it's crazy. So they obviously like their talent. They have a couple players that have just completely separated themselves, and one of them is Morgan Jones, and she's just as athletic as like a Morgan Strowman or, you know, Shanice Johnson. She's just a really great basketball player. So she gets you in the open court, and they have some dead-eye shooters, and their point guard position, they have a freshman that's tough and the sophomore that's handling it too. So we got to play our typical stuff, multiple defenses and play with a ton of energy and have faith in each other.
Do your players look at it as, oh, it's Florida State, this is one of our rivals?
Yeah, I think so. Honestly, we're really, I mean, this is, I've never gone through this game scenario. So, you know, usually you have like, okay, it's Florida State, and you're going to have time for a highlight video, and you're going to show all the games past and the great endings and great finishes. But we barely got to the scout today. You know, it was a Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday deal is not easy. So they got to bring their own hype for this one. I'm just getting into the how do we stop them and what offensive looks are they going to give us so that we knock them down and we're going to rep those today.
I want to explain to our audience, this is very unusual at the college level to have as many games in a short amount of time. This is not the NBA or the WNBA. This is college basketball.
Yeah. And we're ramping back up with school. So that's just what's happening. And we are going to always be resilient. You're always going to see us fight. We're never out of a game, and everyone in the country knows that. And when we play well at the end, and we just in a matter of a layup here, a three-pointer here, and the games are all going to turn. And the ones when we've hit them, we've won. So I really like this team. I like their attitude. I like our talent. Well, we just got to lock down a little bit more on the offensive end. The defense has been held.
The thing about your program has always been you have something to hang your hat on because you have an identity, you have a way of playing. Does that become even more important considering the circumstances? At least you know what you can do.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that it might be one of those years you'd rather just sit in the zone because your legs go a little bit here. And we're defending all over the court. That's why our depth, I thought, against Georgia Tech, you saw us play a lot. Everyone on our team played in the first half. And then it shows up in the fourth quarter where we just play incredibly ferocious on the defensive end and hold an amazing team, a top 15 team, to 4 points in the fourth quarter. And then try to recover and play it too on Tuesday, and the legs are a little bit gone. But because of our style, it's even harder. But that's where the depth, I just got to trust my depth and keep them locked in. But we get a little disjointed on the offensive end when we're playing so many players, and that's just me. I got to teach more. I got to give them more reps. I got to spend more time in the film room, really explaining to the players, when they're playing a little bit out of position or playing a new role, where we need them to step up.
I do think there is a sequence in the final 2 or 3 minutes of the game yesterday where you got a steal, looked like it was an opportunity to get, really cut the lead and put more pressure on Duke, and the ball just, the basket seemed to burp it out.
Yeah, it was the games that we've lost. We've been at the rim. I mean, we've been at the rim, and we haven't been finishing as tough. And that's it. And there were 18 layups yesterday that didn't go our way, and that's unheard of to even generate. We generated 29 layups. We got 29 times to the rim against a very, very good defensive team, and that you're thinking that's at least got to be 35 points for you, and it just didn't turn into it for us.
You did mention something here in this conversation that I did not think of, which is your team does use a lot of energy with the way you play because of the way you pressure the ball, and these games that mount up, it almost works against you.
Yeah, it's hard. You didn't know it was coming, right? You didn't know the schedule was played. We're supposed to be a Thursday, Sunday deal the whole season. That's really how our schedule was lined up. And so you have 2 day preps and you have some time and you got Mondays off and, we're trying to figure out with the NCAA, how to get, you're mandated an off day and we can't find them. If we took an off day this week, we would not have a practice. We would just show up and play another opponent. So that's getting us a little bit. I think the staff's rallying. I'm always going to have energy. So, anything we can generate this week, positive mojo, we're going to do it.
I guess the good news is you can look at everybody and say it's all hands on deck.
That's right. And everybody's stepping up. And there are moments where you're really building something special. And I think we are. And, we just got to – that's why a game at home, that Georgia Tech game was so crucial because it was a winnable game that we got. And we got to keep looking for those opportunities and grab them.
Yeah, this that win against Georgia Tech, the win against Clemson, the way your team has battled, those are all good things that you can pull from.
Oh, yeah. I mean, beating a ranked opponent is a big deal. And we had two in a row at home. And, we went 500 and against ranked opponents and really feel like we should have won both. So, we're good. We're good. Don't doubt that.
All right, Coach. I know you got a lot on your plate. Thanks so much for joining us here on the show. The very best of luck against the Seminoles. We got 2 games against the Seminoles coming up, both the men and the women. So the very best of luck.
2-0, Miami. Here we go. All right. Bye.
That's University of Miami head coach Katie Meyer. Thank you for joining us here on the show. Thanks to Jim Larrañaga and Don Bailey Jr. Thank you for joining us. We will rejoin you on Saturday from the Watsco Center. Tip off at 2 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 1:30. Thanks for joining us on the show tonight, and have a very pleasant good evening.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.